We are up to Mem Vav Amud Beis. And we talked about, I'm going to read it again, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis. Correcting Gemara Vakama Tisis Yad. How much is Tisis Yad? The Mishnah said, Reuven banned Shimon and Anah, or Shimon banned himself from Anah, I don't care how it worked. And Reuven had a bathhouse rented out in town. Depends if he has a Tisis Yad. If he has a Tisis Yad, Shimon can't use it. If he doesn't have a piece of yard, Shimon can't use it.
What is it that he can stop?
I don't know. You said the word stop. There's not one word stop. No, he doesn't. He said you can't answer it on him. It's not yours. I can't answer you from using Fito's bath valve.
What did he care?
What do you mean? I answered you by law was included.
The guy himself asked himself to use the bathroom.
What
is Shimon the only
one? Once those words are uttered, he's asked about no, whether the guy cares or doesn't care.
Okay.
So now Shimon asked himself had pleasure from Reuven.
You know, Reuven is not allowed to, he's not able, he's not able to.
So Shimon can't use Reuven's bathhouse. I'm trying to figure out who.
He's not able to stop him.
Who said a word of stopping him? In the case of the Rush, Reuven banned
Shimon.
Let's try one more time. In the case of the Rush, Reuven banned Shimon.
Who owns it?
Well, Reuven owns it, and he rented it out to Levi.
I thought Shimon banned himself from the bathhouse.
Again, if Shimon banned himself, so Shimon didn't answer himself on something Reuven doesn't have. The Lashon Eina Maski Yochel Yisrael means he's making the Isser, and this is not included. He can't. Not is. To the word say. Nobody has to care here. If Shimon bans himself on all from Reuven, he's not allowed to eat Reuven's food. Does Reuven care?
No.
Okay, but still can't eat it because he banned himself. As long as we're caring, who cares? If Shimon bans himself on all, he's asked about law. I don't care whether Reuven cares or not.
What about Vitor? Does that mean Vitor? He's being Vater on that?
Not Vitor is only if you let everybody do it.
Anybody can use the bathhouse if they pay for it. He doesn't care about Reuven. If everybody pays admission, then what's the difference?
That means he does care. Again, now, hold a second. If I own a bathhouse, I rent it out to people for money, right? You're having pleasure from me. This is more than Vitor. It's not like something I let everybody use for free. That would be Vitor. I make people pay. That means I want to make money, right? So the fact that I let everybody rent it doesn't make it Vitor. Vitor is if I let people do it for free, like walk through my fields. Okay, let's go back to
the point.
I heard you. I know exactly what you're saying. Again, if you charge, it's not Vitor.
Okay.
I let everybody buy donuts from me. So if I own a bakery and I ban you not know from me, it says you're not allowed to buy my donuts. What do you mean I let everybody buy my donuts? It's Vitor. If you pay for it, it's not Vitor. Vitor are things I don't care about. Okay. So I think I have a commentary says yet. How much ownership does Reuven have to have that Shimon shouldn't be able to use the bathhouse that he rented to Levi? Down to a quarter. If he makes 25% or more, Shimon can't use the bathhouse. If it's less than 25%, Reuven is not a major partner. We talked about this yesterday. He's not involved. He doesn't run the bathhouse. It's not considered pleasure from him. It's like we said yesterday, owning stock in General Mills and on Pesach, you own 100 shares of General Mills. I will be butcher like. That's the first gears to the rush. That's as far as we got.
Matter if, getting a percentage versus the last piece of the rental, that's not what
you're talking
about.
It's talking, again, if it's a flat fee from the rental, right, then he's not having hanah from Reuven. He's having hanah from Levi, who Levi pays rent to Reuven.
That would be mutter.
Masha'in Kain, if Reuven makes a profit, that means Reuven is a managing partner involved, some kind of partner.
20% is also pretty good.
Again, so why Chazal taught it? You'll write them a letter. Why 25% is the one? I'm not going to sit and argue whether 23%. You know, this is called picking away. You know, somebody once taught me, who went to a logic class in college, that they teach you that one of the ways you can argue with people is to say, okay, 25% and 24.5%, and how about 24.25%? Right? You wear the guy down with these stupid arguments. Chazal said, shear. They made a shear. They can't argue the shear. The guy's a guttle when he turns 13. How about an hour beforehand?
Yeah, I knew Rebbe was going to say that.
Okay, so the answer.
He's going to say he's a nubby. Right.
Zakti Gemara Vayt, Zakti Rush. That's how they split the schar. It's supposed to be merviah. I don't know if you have that change. I have that change on the side. That's what that abbreviation stands for. At least I have abbreviation.
Before the rush, same thing.
Could be. But yes, Svarim Garsim, I will be Bayim Loi. Now, what is Bayim? It's interesting, because many Rishonim have this Girsa, and they translate it two different ways, but we'll do the rush. Im Shai Vachi Prushai, Im Shayir Hamaskar La'atzmai, Sheyesh Loi Koyach Liyavish V'Beis HaMerchitz Bayim Sho Yoytzer. When they make pots, they used to dry clay in certain molds that were called the Bayim of the Yoytzer. The guy who makes pots had egg-shaped things. I don't know what you want to call them, concaves. And they made the pot in that concave, and they needed heat. So the guy that owned the bathhouse, when he rented it out to Levi, he said, I reserve the right to make my pots in the bathhouse you're renting. I need to use the heat. So he's maintaining an ownership, right? He's saying, you can have the profit, you can do the bathhouse business, but I'm using the bathhouse, I'm retaining ownership of the bathhouse for making pots. That means he is now involved in the bathhouse. He's not sitting at home counting his money. He's making pots in the bathhouse. So he's there. He has part of the running of a bathhouse, because that's part of the business of a bathhouse, is you give it out for heat for people who want to make pottery. It makes it cheaper for them. The heat's running anyway. They pay for that, right? And he's keeping that when he rents it out. That's called Bayim. What?
I can't hear.
I didn't understand the word you just
said. Cone-shaped.
I thought it was egg-shaped. That's why it's called Bayim. Why should I think it makes a cone if it can mean eggs? I mean, Bayim means eggs. Egg-shaped. Mishia cannabis kips, a Bayim show yaitz, a kamin bezo nesach, a Bayim show yaitz, a mishishka kips, when you put it into the kiln. And then after you make it, you put it into a kiln. Kineg zem, locha ktana de besabad, le mikri yesh behem, Jesus yet. Anything less than that, meaning, if he only has that in the bathhouse, that's not called Tvisis Yad. So, according to this Girsa, we don't talk about how much profit he has to have to be considered thing. It could be even if he has 20%, like Dr. Harris said, and maybe even 19%. They're not getting involved in that. It's just saying, owning the right of making pots is not in the guy bathing in your bathhouse. Not your bathhouse. You rented it out. For as far as the bathing is concerned, you're not involved. Even though you are using this bathhouse to make those eggs, those potteries. That is what the Rush learns for them. Other Rishonim learn that they used to have selling eggs in bathhouses. It was a good business. If you go to New York and certain mikvahs, outside the mikvah, they have tables and they sell things. Why? Because people come to use the mikvah. So you have an automatic customer base. and if you sell tapes and yarmulkes and things like that, Kugel, right, people buy. No, really. I mean, Kugel, we've learned in the Kills of Shabbos, not such a good idea, unless you're doing your time now for Shabbos. But so that's what they learn. If you keep the right to sell the accessories outside, that doesn't make you an owner in the bathhouse, as far as that's concerned. That's how they learn. But yeah, we learn like the Rush, it means making pots. Zokta Gemara Vayta. Any amount of profit, or according to their other Gersa, even the right to make eggs means it's your bathhouse. He's having anah from your bathhouse. Heichi dami d'shari, the mekabel b'taska. The only time it's mutter is if the renter pays the tax. If he pays the tax, it's not like two Gersas here. We're learning the first Gersa. If he pays the tax, that means he rented it completely. And it's really his. The owner usually pays the tax. If the renter is paying the tax, the Rush calls it a very strong rental. You usually don't let the renter pay the tax. You're the owner. You pay the tax, and you charge him rent. Here, I don't know what the deal on the rent is, but you're letting him pay the tax. That makes him, quote-unquote, more of an owner than it's mutter. So tzitzis yad means you pay the tax. Then it's usher. When he pays the tax, it's mutter. But if he makes any kind of profit from it, then it's usher. Even if he doesn't make profit, if he pays the tax, it's usher, because it's still his bathhouse. Masha'enke, the renter pays the tax, then it's mutter. Zakta Rush.
Nothing to do with
TV. Nothing. The Makabo nice and mashal Amercha to Beis Abad. He pays the tax of the bathhouse or the olive press. That is Shiras Bria. It is a strong Shiras. Whatever that means, Pirish. That's how the Rush translates that Gemara in Erevin. When is it considered the guy, when the guy rents something out, that it's considered his? Or when you rent from a guy, that's enough that you can carry in it? If you pay the tax, that's how the Rush learns it. Let me finish the Rush. The Stalin Balabais Lagumri. The Balabais is out of here. He doesn't even pay the tax. So he's not getting any profit. He gets a rental, obviously, but he's not getting any profit from the use. And he also doesn't pay the tax. But if he pays the tax, it's usher, even if he doesn't get any profit from the individual rental. The Istigarsi, Summer Gyrus Bepiska. Others are gyrus. It depends on the deal. If he gets a percentage, it's usher. If he gets a flat rental fee, then it's mutter. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? Abaye is saying, if he gets a percentage, it's usher, no matter what the percentage is. But if he gets a flat fee, it's mutter. Nothing to do with taxes. The first verse in the Rush is saying, it's not enough to get a flat fee. He has to also, the Sechar has to assume the taxation. Second, Girs in the Rush is saying, no, forget about taxation. Is he paying a flat fee, or is he paying a percentage? Yes, Dr. Rabbi Cohn.
Is it by the tax thing? Because of the shame, you're in charge of the tax. Because of the name, that gives the ownership? Meaning, I'll explain what I mean. Since you're giving the tax, it used to be it cost $500 a month to rent the company. Now it's only $250 because the tax is $250. So, I'm a knockout the other $250 because you're paying the tax, right? It's because you're like the
again
on the
again. The way I understand it, the way the Rush explains it. The rental that the renter pays the tax is a stronger rental. He's more owner because the owner pays tax. You don't pay registration fee for the car you rent from Budget. By the way, they paid for this advertisement. Right. You don't pay rent the registration fee for Budget's car because it's their car. Right. But I lease the car, I pay the registration fee because it's a stronger rental, the lease.
But that part of the
Maskim, but the Maitza, regular renter, the owner maintains that right, that the thing, doesn't give it up. It's his.
The tolls, you pay for the tolls when you go on a bridge.
That's not because I pay for the car. It's nothing to do with the car. It has to do with the bridge.
When they send the license plate in, and they bill it back to you because it's, you're incurring that. It's like...
Again. It's a question of being more of an owner, stronger rental. The Gemara says in Erevin, according to the way Rush learned the Gemara, if a guy lives in your chatzar, you have to rent the rights from the guy in order to be able to carry. The Rush learns that Gemara that the rental has to be that you're paying property tax. If not, it's not a good enough rental for you to carry there in Shabbos. The taxes, whatever taxes there are, then probably
there could be a difference in there's a business on the tax on the business also.
But again, I'm just bringing the Gemara and Erevin as a proof of what the Rosh is saying. That's all. I'm not. The Rosh brings the proof. I'm not getting involved in the details. You know what I mean? Yes, obviously, if you pay the tax, he probably gets a cheaper price than the rental. But usually, a renter won't do that. An owner won't do that. He won't give the tax up. He'll pay the tax because he's the owner, and he'll charge the guy more. Here, he's giving that tax up. It's a more of a rental. It's a stronger rental. That's all. Something in my right. Okay, now, the problem of learning this Gemara is, Baruch Hashem, everybody here already learns up to here. And Mamela, they know a lot of information that the Gemara here doesn't know. So when the Gemara is going to say something, you can look up and say, we had this already. Yeah. You had it already, but the Gemara didn't have it yet. So this is where the Gemara says it. A few blot ago, the Gemara referenced this same Shaila, and knew the answer to the Gemara Shaila. So we're smarter than the Gemara at this point. At the end of the Gemara, we'll be just as smart as the Gemara. So again, so the Gemara is going to have a Shaila, and you're going to say, what kind of Shaila is this? Back here, we said exactly the answer. Yes, you did. We did. But now the Gemara is operating as if it doesn't know that Gemara. Boy, Avimi. Now, the Mishnah said, "Hamura anam chaveray." Sorry, "Haim el chaveray." Kainam lebeis chosani nifnas. I'm going back to the Mishnah. I will not enter your house. She sells it. It's mutter. If he said kainam lebeis, then even if he sells it, it's usher. That's what we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case is, Shimon banned himself from Reuven's house. There's a difference if he said, your house or this house. Now the Mishnah is talking about that the guy banned himself. And he can ban himself from a house permanently because he's banning himself. So he can either ban himself from Reuven's house, your house, or this house. How about if Reuven banned Shimon? Can Reuven impose a ban on Shimon beyond his ownership? If Reuven says to Shimon, you can't have Anoa from this house, and then Reuven sells it, is it us or not? That's what the Gemara Shaila is. Now we know, because we had a number of blot ago, that a person can do that. We had that earlier by Shemitah. But now, the Gemara has this as a Shaila without knowing that Gemara. So yes, we know the answer. But the Gemara didn't know the answer. A person can ban himself from a house permanently. Can I ban somebody from my house after it leaves me? Can I say to this guy, you're banned from this house permanently?
After everyone holds you can?
What?
Everyone holds you can?
That's having me Shaila, right? You want to know the end of the book before the middle, before the beginning of the book? Are you the guy that buys the book and reads the last chapter first? Some people do that. Can't handle suspense. Boy, Avimi, kind of a bias dash out to Nichnas. Mesa Shemachra Lacher, Mao. Other vices, I wish a Meshusel chance to Meshusel alike. Can he have banned something or not? I'm a rubber touch him out to the Ferish of Bryce Mishnah. I'm a Livnoi kind of shot in Nanali. Guy says to his son, I don't want you to have pleasure for me, Mace. Any Mace? You wish I know he inherits them. But Chai ever be my son? What if he said, you can't have pleasure for me while I live? And after I pass on, Meis lo Yerushalam. Shema mina. Other Meis adavish of Meshusa shared some Meshusa Shema mina. Proof. So at the end of the day, he can. Which is a chiddush, but it's true. Meaning, Reuven can say, permanently banned from this house, even though after he sells it, he has no right over it. But he banned it while he had a right, and that can extend later on.
Why is that?
Why is that?
I'm asking you because Hashem says this.
Okay, so you, in the details of Yerusha, the Gemara doesn't get involved here. The Gemara elsewhere says that he can't stop inheritance. But the guy can't have pleasure from it.
Why?
Forget about how many of you sold it to somebody. Would you understand it there?
Yeah.
Why do you understand it there? He doesn't own it anymore.
I don't understand that.
Okay, I understand. We'll get to that in a minute. But he does understand it. So why is Yerusha different than Sal again?
I guess because with this house, I really can't answer that.
That means you have the same problem by selling.
Yeah.
Okay, the answer is, if a guy makes something hegdish, right, is the guy banned from it?
Yeah.
Okay, now Ruby doesn't own it anymore, so why is Shimon banned? Why can't Shimon use it?
Because somebody else
is. So kainim is like hegdish. Kainim is saying, for you, this is hegdish. And it becomes hegdish. Just like you can understand that Reuven can make something hegdish, he no longer owns it, but nobody can use it.
I don't know,
calling this like it. We had that. That kind of comes from Karpus. We had a Shiloh of Mila Bekanamis.
It's the,
if there's Mila Bekanamis, we had a Shiloh. I have no idea what you're looking for. You know what I mean?
No,
I don't read mine.
No, what was the lesson? There was a sheepbush? That wasn't...
It's a kainim. Kainim comes from the word carbon. It's a kinoi.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't agree. I don't disagree with you. Zakta Rashi. The Rashi is a little bit complicated. Not because he says many. I don't think he's saying any major chazushim. Not chas v'shalom that I'm under. But it's a little bit complicated. So let's read it slowly. Kainim. We love to read Rashi slowly. Kainim abayis. Shata nichnas umeza shemachalachar. Zakharash, Ledomil Bayezeh Shani nichnas. This is not similar to when Shimon bans himself. The Kivan the Mudra comes there. Since it's the Mudra that's saying it, the guy who becomes Usher, Pshita the Usher, the Loyalam Usher, Loyalam Beshusai. Right? Mali Beshusai, Loyalam Beshusai. Meaning, it has nothing to do when he's banning himself from this house. He's not making it depend on who owns the house. He just said, I will never... They take out the word, they never b'shusai. He tells Reuven, I will never have anah from this house. It has nothing to do with Reuven. He banned himself from this house. That's not a shaila. That's what the Mishnah said. Right? If a guy bans himself from this house, he didn't say a word about Reuven. So therefore, who cares who owns the house? He banned himself. Right? Abu Hacha over here, and they change the Gersa. They take out Afagav. They take out the word Afagav. The Madr comes up. That the Madr is saying it. Who says the Madr has that power? Now, talk to Rush. Abu Le'il Beperik Ein Bein Hamudr. And back in the Gemara, in the fourth parak, when they talked about Shemitah, the guy made a neder. Can the guy walk in on Shemitah? Can the guy not walk in on Shemitah? We had that sugya there. There the Gemara dealt with language. He said, these are mine. The Gemara didn't make a difference between the mudr and the madr there. There was a question of language. Did Nechasai, Nechasim Elu, was there a difference? The Gemara thought there was no difference. Then the Gemara came out that there is a difference. But the Gemara there dealt with the language aspect. What he meant when he said Nechasai, Nechasim Elu. Umayri, God Amar Beferish, Lubayezeh Shata Nichnas, Bechayeh Bemaisi. And it's talking, this Shiloh is talking about, the guy said, I want to permanently ban it on you. So earlier the Gemara wanted to prove it to me, and the Gemara answered, well, he said it explicitly. That was there that the Gemara knew the Maskana here. But here, the Gemara is dealing before the Gemara knows that. So the Gemara is saying, you see that a person can ban it after he owns it. Now, there the Gemara starts dealing with language. Which language means permanently, which language means only when I own it. That's what the Gemara dealt with there. We're dealing with a different aspect here. That Gemara knew this Gemara. Then the Gemara just dealt with it. Which language means what? Here the Gemara is dealing with, can a guy do it? And the answer is, as we see from the fact that he can ban his son from having an anah after he dies. Now, Ramesha brought up a shaila before. What happens to this? Reuven banned his son from having an anah after he dies. But he inherits. Reuven can't stop the inheritance process. So what happens? So the kid inherits it, but he can't have pleasure from it. So the Gemara gives solutions. He borrows money, and the Baal Chayiv comes to collect, and he doesn't have any money to pay back. So the Baal Chayiv takes the field. It's your field, I'm taking it. Now, he ended up gaining on the fact that he got away with a loan, but he didn't have an offer in the field directly. He borrowed money. He went to Vegas, spent all the money. Then the guy comes and says, can I have my money back? Or didn't go to Vegas. Why would he go to Vegas if he learned the Steel Sharp? Right? So he went to sit and learn a title, and now he has no money left.
He has money left.
No, because he has money, he has to pay cash. Well, not really. He can say, take the field. So he ends up indirectly, but he's not getting an offer of the field. The father said, you can't have an offer of my property. He's not getting direct pleasure from the property.
He does own it. Nobody can...
Exactly. It does own it. Because you can't block your Yerusha process. But that's not actually here. We're not getting involved with that.
Does it have to be Chayav in Proso, or just can he just be in Proso?
Again, if he says only in my side, yeah, same thing. The Gemara there said, even if he doesn't say Chayav in my side, he just says this house is permanent.
Proso by itself, even though nothing was called in the Chayav part.
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you prove me wrong, I won't get shocked, but I never saw anybody say that you can't.
Rabbi, can we block other processes other than Yerusha? For example, this guy who's banned is running away from a murderer, and whoever is in that home now offers him refuge just to get away. That's certainly direct Hanah.
Yeah, that's kind of sufficient. You can be Mechal Shabbos, you can eat treif, you can do anything except the three cardinal sins, and this is not one of them. Person can do anything wrong, I call it wrong, but it's right then, to save his life. Like, the only thing he can't do is have a Zarek Gila arise in Shrikh HaSama, but besides for that, he can do anything he wants for to save his life. So of course he can't block
right.
that. That's Rabbi Schatz.
Come ask the Gemara later. Make something hektish with now to make hektish after you buy the back. How do you feel?
That's what the other do now. Yeah. Okay, what's that?
Yesterday, Schatz told me, and I don't want to make this be a big thing, but he said he knew every rod by heart. You said that to me.
are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
I was surprised that he told me.
Right.
That's the surprise part.
That's the surprise part.
That's called gaiva.
Oh, no, now here we go. We're not learning with Tilted Charm now. You're allowed to have gaiva now. Only 5 to 6 to 6 aren't you allowed to have gaiva. Boy, Rami Bahama. I'm sorry, Tan Hasa. We learned to the Mishnah. I believe this Mishnah is later on. It is on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. It's in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a bunch of places, this Mishnah. Kainim Peres Elu Alai. A guy bans these fruits on himself. Kainim Hei Mapi, where he says, I ban it for my mouth, which is a nice way of saying I won't eat it. Kainim, and Lefi, they're banned to my mouth. I don't know the difference between Alpi and Lepi. I honestly don't know the difference. How does Arch co-translate them?
On my mouth
first. Okay. Asa and the Bukdaleya. The Isra includes that if he exchanged it, he's rabbinically forbidden from that. And if he plants it, whatever grows from it, he's also forbidden. Again, when the guy made the neder and he said, I will not eat, he banned this fruit for himself, that Isra includes Chilufeya and Igdaleya. That's what the Mishnah says. Dr. Rush. Exchanged it. Dr. Rush. If he sold it, the money is usher. The exchange for this item becomes usher. If Igdulayam, im nato, im natan, hagadul man usher. Why? Why is he usher bechulufayim Igdulayam? The chashvin like a hekdish. Because we count it like he made it hekdish. If a guy has Hegdish and he exchanges it, the money gets Kedusha. If a guy has Hegdish and he planted it, the growth has Kedusha. What? Again, Tule Hegdish Arata. Now, the difference, Davish, ain't Zarikala, Davish, Zarikala. I'm not getting into that now. I hope to avoid that. What? If a person can ban himself from a Davish Labeli Islam, in fact, the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. Now, the Gemara wants to know the other way. Let me explain. Reuven, let's just give a background. Reuven can come and say, I ban myself from Shimon's property. Does he own Shimon's property? Does he have any right in Shimon's property? No. But he has a right in himself. He can ban himself from Shimon's property. Even though he has no right in Shimon's property to begin with, he has no ownership of Shimon's property, but he's banning himself. He has a right for himself.
Vitor.
Forget about Vitor now. He can ban himself from Shimon's property. Right now. He won't have an offer from Shimon. Right now. Reuven can also ban himself from something that doesn't exist. Because he's banning himself. So he can say, I'm banned for next year's crop of fruit. The next year's crop of fruit is not here. But he's here. Can ban himself from something he doesn't own. He can ban himself from something that doesn't exist yet. Because he's banning himself, he exists, and he owns himself for a certain amount.
Is that a shvua?
No, it's a neder.
Why?
He's banning himself, b'lashon kainam.
That's a shvua.
The thing is banned from me. That means he's banning himself. Now, how about I can't aser Dr. Harris's thing on Vital? I can't say Dr. Harris is banned from Feitel's thing. I can't do that. I have no right in Feitel's things, and I don't have any right over Dr. Harris. I can ban myself in Feitel's things, but I can't ban Dr. Harris from Feitel's things. So there's a difference when the guy does it to himself or when I do it. I can ban the guy from me. I can't ban the guy from anybody else. He can ban himself from somebody else. I can't ban him from somebody else. That's simple. I just want to point it out. Can I ban him from a Davish Lebali Island? Can I ban him from next year's crop?
Whose crop?
Mine. I'm banning you to have pleasure from next year's crop. Next year's crop doesn't exist. And I'm not banning myself, who does exist. I'm banning him. I can't ban him from vital stuff. So can I ban him from something that doesn't exist? What right do I have to ban him? Because it's mine, but it's not mine yet. It's not even here yet. One of the parties has to be under my control. Either the thing or the person. I can ban myself from Dr. Harris, but the person is under my control. I can ban myself from a Davish Lebali Olam because the person is here. But when I ban Dr. Harris, I have no control over him. I only have control over my objects. That's why I can't ban him from Vital, because I have no control neither on him nor on the object. How about on the apple that's going to grow next year? It will be mine in a year from now, but it's not mine yet. Can I ban him from a Davish Lebali Olam?
Can I answer that question?
That's what we're going to talk about.
But I'm just saying.
Exactly what we're going to talk about.
What I'm saying is, you do have a little bit of Bible's Haraya. You could sell Rabbi Freund, Rabbi Moshe. You could sell him the produce that's going to come soon.
That's my collection from Man Joe Bono.
What I'm saying is,
I just answered you.
Even according to everybody, why can't I sell it?
It's a dumb slab on the island.
No, but it's the right. It's the right.
Yeah, I can sell my right in the tree, because I own the tree that's here now.
Okay, the right under the Bible.
But I'm not, what if I sell the fruit, not the right in the tree?
The Bible doesn't say, can I see you sell the right of the fruit on the tree?
The fruit on the tree is here now.
No, the right on the fruit, the potential fruit that's going to come.
Only if I sell them the right in the tree, if I sell them the fruit, it's a machloikas. The man do I bana. So you can ask a question.
The person said he bans himself from his property and he dies. Can his son bury him there?
Good question. I have no idea. Is that called getting pleasure buried? I have no idea. I would think not, but I have no idea. I would think it is pleasure for the mace to be buried there. To be buried, period. So wherever he's buried, he's getting pleasure from it. But I don't know, because the kevers us about. No, I have no idea. I don't think, I don't know. It's hard to know. Can a person get pleasure positively? Is that called pleasure? I don't know. You know, people get pleasure when people get, that's not good for stuff. They get up and they say, great, I spayed him. The guy, after he died, you think he cares? I mean, why would he care then? At that point, all those lies and exaggerations and anything, they mean anything?
That's very scary.
What does it mean? It means that his kids feel good, and his wife feels good, and his grandfather feels good. Not real. I was once in a liar that somebody got up with Mas with the Mace. You thought you were talking about the God Lador. I was cringing. I knew the Nifter is a very fine Jew, nice Jew, from everything, but he wasn't the God Lador. The next Masbid got up and said, the man was enough of a friend of me that I can't say things about him that are true. Because it's a big einish for a mace if they exaggerate. If they say things that aren't true.
But you must exaggerate.
Only slightly. Because you assume the tar speaks out. Because you assume that the guy was aspiring to that level. But it's only slightly. But a guy that gets up and says, he sat and learned Jaima Balila. And he learned 4 hours a day, 3 hours a day. And sat Jaima Balila.
Recently, I was talking at the end of it about that you should get person you must be do that forces people to cry.
That
would be good for the mate somehow.
It's a schus for the nifter if people cry for him, correct? They do tshuva. What? The people are doing tshuva.
They're crying for him?
Yeah. Why are they crying?
So it's not for the mate, it's for the people.
It's a schus for the mate. That people are doing tshuva because of him. Right, when somebody dies, people say to themselves, you know, we got to do something about this. Right? They can't stop the death process. This other Mauritian, basically, almost everybody has died except 10 people, they say, that didn't die. Right? There's a medrash that said 10 people that went alive into Gan Eden. Right? Yaakovino did not go alive into Gan Eden. What he means, Yaakovino Lemes, is the Shaila in itself, but that's not the point here. Right? But everybody dies, unfortunately. And therefore, when a person goes to Levaya and the Maspidim do a decent job, he starts thinking about the future. That's a schus for the mace.
The mace is happy after
two. He's happy in Gan Eden. Is that called happiness?
People buy chloros in Eretz Yisrael. That makes them happy to be buried there.
Yeah, because they get a schus for being buried there. Not physical pleasure. Again, I'll say it one more time again. In my limited knowledge, and it's very limited, I don't think the body of the mace knows the difference of where it is. The neshama of the mace in Gan Eden is nana from the fact that the body is in Eretz
Yisrael. That's all that counts.
That's not physical pleasure.
You mean so it's physical pleasure that's only usher?
Well, again, I'm asking you, what's usher? Neshama pleasure?
I guess not.
How do you ban a guy from the Shama pleasure?
He's referring to Rebbe.
What is Mitzvah's Lav Lahenis?
He's referring to something else. Is says that if you buried over here, you have to go through all these. What's
rolling?
That mean?
Yoga, right.
What's the
Yoga Mechila.
What's
Pshat? I don't know, that's a good question.
Well, it is a good question. I need answers.
What?
We want answers. You know, when I came out of the deal, it's a good question. I don't care. I knew it.
Again, there's two answers to that. I'll give you the one that you might accept, might not accept. That's much easier for me to do, because then you can argue with me. Is that he has to use Hamesim and then has to roll under the ground. And after he has to use Hamesim, he does have a body. Okay? How do you like that? Not so simple when the Yoga Mechilas happens before Tchias HaMeisim or after Tchias HaMeisim.
How could he ask?
Why not? Again, you understand Yoga Mechilas? Like, if you're making it sound like everything else you understand, you have a slight problem, you know what I mean? I mean, I have a bigger problem. By the way, there's a Zayir that says that, I'm not going to say whatever. There's a big tumult whether going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael is good or not. Some people, the Zayir says, if a person's not fit to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, he shouldn't be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's a tie on him. Now, he lived all your life in chutzpah and I'm not talking about anybody in particular. The person lived his life in chutzpah and fattened himself up and holds up a roster, and now he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. Like, why does that soul need this guy? The desire that says that. So again, I'm not changing what people do. They go to Eretz Yisrael, and I think it's wonderful. I told my kids that they can't afford to take me to Eretz Yisrael, that they should take me to Likud. Because it's brought down the Gemara and Tzuba to being buried in a Malkum Taira is a mile for the Neshama. They stay in the Gemara. Again, it is, but I think Lakewood is Irat Taira. That's why. Again, that's why I told my kids. I mean, I don't plan to go so soon, but whenever the time comes, I told my kids, you can't afford to take me there, so it's not within anybody's budget. So at least take me to a place that has Malkum. Again, I can't worry about what's going to be. The Gemara says get buried in Bavo. The Gemara is talking about being buried in Bavo over other countries. Is Bavo a Malkum Taira now? But the Gemara says they're going to be buried in Bavo. At that point, because then it was a Malkum Taira. So obviously the Gemara is saying, don't worry about what's going to be in 1,000 years. Worry about now. By the way, Mashiach's coming anyway. This whole thing is very academic, yes.
Amen.
An academic discussion. Right. That's the Gemara. Boy, me that Rabbi Machama. I'm a kind of parasail on plenty. Mahu. Mechufayim. Me and me and got me delay. However, other mice are parents have a lot of mice. You can answer somebody else through than yourself. Other mice are double slow bully. I'm a lot of mice. Got a chavera, I obeyed other mice are parents have a chavera. I cannot answer fight tooth fruit on Dr. Harris. I do, or perhaps from the chiluf and gedulim dami, leishnahu leishnachavera. Gedulim, everybody agrees. What grows from this is usher. So what grows from this is usher. So I can't, when I usher fruit on Dr. Harris, right? What grows from this fruit is usher, because that's not considered davish lebali aylam. Yes, it is. But on the other hand, it has in it that fruit. We view gedulim as having the ikar into it, right? We view the fruit as having, the grew, as having the original in it. So they ask the gedulim. So that I can do with somebody because the original is there. So I ask them the original, what grows is the original. We view it as the original. Is it exchanged the same thing? We view it as the original. Or is an exchange, have nothing to do physically with the original, so maybe I can't do it, my friend. The guy can do it himself because he can answer himself even if something is not here at all. But answering to somebody else might require some type of here. Now, gidulin, what grows, is viewed as the original, came from the original. Chilufin also came from the original, but not physically. It's an exchange. Different. Can he or can he not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Dr. Rush. Wasn't exchanged yet. What does pay say? Chashivi k'loy ba'olei olam. It's considered like it's not here. The Rashi is addressing that if you exchange the fruit for a gemara, the gemara was here, so it's not loy ba'olei olam. The answer is if it wasn't exchanged yet, vis-a-vis the neder, it's loy ba'olei olam. It's not yours. It's not his. It's not anybody's. You have no right to the fruit, and you have no right to the chaver. Lesser davar olav. Gam eina yochel lesser davar shloim al yoylam kivin the katarti. Again, is a davar shloim al yoylam like your friends are your friends? It's answering fritals on Dr. Harris, which I can't do. Davar shloim al yoylam is also out of my control. Therefore, I'm not. It's not me, and it's not it, so I can't do it. That's the shaila. Dr. Rush, by doing a khalifa mitzvah, keep me zahavi agadulim. I forgot the last Nubailam, even though they're not here. Igadulim shita, given the yaitzim ikufa isser, since it comes physically from the isser, ain't chiluk beinu lebein chaveray. So the Rush points out there's no shailan gidulim. When I ask a fruit, what grows from that fruit is usher Dr. Harris. Because it grew from that fruit. It's the fruit is in there. Chilupin is not exactly the same. Or do we say that's considered like coming directly? Again, these are shilas and drabonans. Biblically speaking, chilupin are not usher. It's a rabbinic shila. Did drabonan allow me to ban him on exchanges like I can ban him from what grows?
Well, when Rabbi says on grows, does that mean it had to grow a certain, at this moment a certain amount?
I know what you mean by that.
How much does grow mean? Meaning, does that be like a kefach verse?
Why?
What?
Why?
I'm asking.
But why would that be?
If not, it would be loboleomo.
It has the fruit in it. We view it that the apple that grew had the seed in it, had part of the original apple in it.
Oh, the seed, you mean?
It's not the very physical seed. What made the apple grow? Well, part of it is the original thing that I planted.
Right, that's
particular.
Right.
What's the exchange?
I asked him in fruit, and then the fruit was exchanged for something else. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and believe it.